Number 11. The Apprentice. Though excited to receive his writ of approbation to become an apprentice to Dr. Hall, Norman's mind was apprehensive. His first steps on the island came with great trepidation. The ocean journey to this archipelago had taken over a week, and he wondered how long it would take to regain his land legs. As he walked along the pier, he could see the upper reaches of the arboretum that followed the coastline around the island, and he took a minute to appreciate the arboreal scenery. Though most of the neighboring islands didn't boast much arable land, this one was quite lush, owing to its most appreciable feature, an elaborate aqueduct whose design was said to be a homage to the arcane science of dowsing, arabesque columns supporting bridges lined with thousands of marble sculptures depicting archers with aquiline features. The system distributed fresh water pumped from an underground aquifer, which the architect claimed he found by following rituals from an old archaeology text. Many doubted the very existence of the island, but Norman had always believed the aura of mystique was appropriate. As the boat approached the dock, he was satisfied that this was, in fact, the archetype of an eccentric man's aquatic paradise. Making his way through the arcade, he recalled receiving Dr. Hall's telegram 2 months ago. The postman, standing in awe of his workshop, as Norman dusted off his apron. Apropos of Dr. Hall's eccentricity, the original message, which apprised Norman of the situation, included only the words, "Arachnid recovered, need assistance." In the following weeks, there were instructions for Norman to go to Amsterdam to appraise the specimen that was in the Dutch authorities' possession, and to arbitrate its return. The arachnid was not a spider at all, but an archaic figurine with an approximate value of 10 million euros. The theft from Dr. Hall's private museum was rumored to be the work of his arch foe, Sir Richards, who was never apprehended. The final letter had closed with an apposite plea. You alone will be the final arbiter of its veracity. When you arrive, I shall not burden you with appurtenances. All of your questions will be answered. Please trust that you are not an arbitrary choice. You alone have the aptitude to complete this task. Norman pushed open the door to find Dr. Scott Hall dead on the floor, an apt beginning to the apprenticeship of Norman Graves, tomb architect.